Teaching on Telepathy, Chapter 1, The Field of Telepathic Interplay. One of the characteristics distinguishing the group of world servers and knowers is that the outer organization which holds them integrated is practically non-existent. They are held together by an inner structure of thought and by a telepathic medium of interrelation. The great ones, whom we all seek to serve, are thus linked, and can, at the slightest need and with the least expenditure of force, get en rapport with each other. They are all tuned to a particular vibration. In the new groups are collected together people who are very diverse in their nature, who are found upon differing rays, who are of different nationalities, and who are, each of them, the product of widely varying environments and heredity. Besides these obvious factors which immediately attract attention, there is also to be found an equal diversity in the life experience of the souls concerned. The complexity of the problem is also tremendously increased when one remembers the long road which each has traveled, and the many factors, emerging out of a dim and distant past, which have contributed to make each person what he now is. When, therefore, one dwells on the barriers and difficulties supervening upon such diverse conditions, the question arises at once, what provides the common meeting ground, and what makes it possible to have an interplay between the minds involved? The answer to this question is of paramount importance and necessitates a clear understanding. When the biblical words are used, quote, "In him we live and move and have our being," close quote, we have the statement of a fundamental law in nature and the enunciated basis of the fact which we cover by the rather meaningless word omnipresence. Omnipresence has its basis in the substance of the universe and in what the scientists call the ether. This word ether is a generic term covering the ocean of energies which are all interrelated and which constitute that one synthetic energy body of our planet. In approaching, therefore, the subject of telepathy, it must be carefully borne in mind that the etheric body of every form in nature is an integral part of the substantial form of God himself, not the dense physical form, but what the esotericists regard as the form-making substance. We use the word God to signify the expression of the one life which animates every form on the outer objective plane. The etheric, or energy body, therefore, of every human being is an integral part of the etheric body of the planet itself, and consequently of the solar system. Through this medium, every human being is basically related to every other expression of the divine life, minute or great. The function of the etheric body is to receive energy impulses and to be swept into activity by these impulses, or streams of force, emanating from some originating source or other. The etheric body is, in reality, naught but energy. It is composed of myriads of threads of force or tiny streams of energy, held in relation to the emotional and mental bodies and to the soul by their coordinating effect. These streams of energy, in their turn, have an effect on the physical body, and swing it into activity of some kind or another according to the nature and power of whatever type of energy may be dominating the etheric body at any particular time. Through the etheric body, therefore, circulates energy emanating from some mind. With humanity in the mass, response is made unconsciously to the rulings of the universal mind. This is complicated in our time and age by a growing responsiveness to the mass ideas, called sometimes public opinion, of the rapidly evolving human mentality. Within the human family are also found those who respond to that inner group of thinkers who, working in mental matter, control from the subjective side of life the emergence of the great plan and the manifestation of divine purpose. This group of thinkers falls into seven main divisions and is presided over by three great lives or superconscious entities. These three are the Manu, the Christ, and the Mahachohan. These three work primarily through the method of influencing the minds of the adepts and the initiates. These latter, in their turn, influence the disciples of the world, and these disciples, each in his own place and on his own responsibility, work out their concept of the plan and seek to give expression to it as far as possible. It is, therefore, as you can surmise, a process of stepping down rates of vibration until they are sufficiently heavy to affect physical plane matter and thus make possible the building of organized effects on the physical plane energy, that the stream of incoming energy is met, blocked, and driven back whence it came. Or, if the receiver is aware of this and seeks to stem the tide of his desire, he frequently succeeds in surrounding himself with a wall of inhibited desire through which naught can penetrate.